You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Ross was the first one in. Ross, we got to know, what are you doing today?
I am moving houses today.
Boy, you must be strong.
Yeah, wow.
You can pick up a house,
you're
man.
Jacked.
You are strong.
Is it your house or somebody else's?
My house.
From where to where?
From the City Park neighborhood over to Sloan's Lake area.
Oh, so you're staying in Denver. You're just going to a different neighborhood.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, what'd your new house cost you? Or are you renting?
It's a pretty penny.
Well, come on.
Tell us how much.
You know, north of 900.
Really high roller. But if you're moving from City Park neighborhood, if you had some equity built up, you probably got a good price for
He's
your house.
He's probably paid cash for the new one.
No way.
Really? How much is your mortgage? How much do you owe?
It's a lot of money. It's like more than five a month.
Really?
Wow.
More than $5,000 a month.
Dang.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a lawyer.
You got this then.
There you go.
No, you could have bought two houses.
He's got so much money socked away.
Yeah.
Easy. What kind of law? What do you do? What do you practice? What kind of law?
I do personal injury.
Oh, okay.
He's got thousands of dollars.
He's got a lot of it illegally.
My back hurts, Ross.
He's got like a bunch of illegal money down in the Cayman Islands.
I can't bend over, Ross. My back hurts. He really hit me.
We had the public defender yesterday, and then we got the personal injury lawyer today. We're big with attorneys lately.
That's all right. Good. It's nice to know a few attorneys.
Yeah, you better be on our side when we need you, Ross.
Do you like us, Ross? Do you like our show?
I do like your show. I always represent the little people.
Oh, he's coming in hot. Coming in hot.
Well played, sir. Well played. You are our kind of people.
You're a good dude.
How long is it going to take? Did you get like 2 men in a truck? You got friends? You hiring a big moving company? What's the story?
I hired a moving company. If I never have to pack another box again, it'll be too soon.
I tell you
So
what,
you even had the moving
smart.
Company pack the boxes for you. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. Mm.
That's very intimate.
So the next question then is, how much did you pay for that?
Oh, I haven't gotten the final bill yet, so I can't answer that question.
You probably know. They probably gave you an estimate, right?
Is it like 10 grand?
Probably.
No. It's less than that. I think it's probably going to end up being around 3.
Oh, that's a good deal then.
Really? To pack all the boxes and move them?
I know. Yeah, I know. It's a pretty good deal.
Are they packing your clothes and everything?
Yeah, they provide all the boxes.
What?
They pack them all in.
I couldn't do that. That is too intimate for me, Ross. I'd need to pack my pants.
You pack your pants.
I'd
they can come in and do all
pants.
The kitchen gear. And
yeah, let them do everything else, but like all my, you know, intimates. I couldn't have them
I'm
be packing
gonna,
that
I'm
intimates.
I'm just going to wear all my clothes like on Friends where I wear
just walk out of your house.
Well, and your name is Ross, so you can get away with
it. Exactly.
Ding.
Exactly.
All right, man. You're cool.
Oh, you're a good guy. Thanks for being a good sport. You ready to play Rattle Off with your boys? Because Nikki, Dina, and Natalie are standing in line. Remember, ladies, do not hang up, even if Ross gets it. We want to talk to all of you. All right, Ross, 10 seconds.
Okay.
This is a pretty funny one. 5 different things that have a coin slot in them. You know where you, like, put quarters and stuff in?
Mm-hmm.
5 different things that have a coin slot. Ready and go.
Payphone. X-Men arcade game, Simpsons arcade game.
No.
We could do one of those flying things.
Time's up.
Time's up.
Your
vending machine.
Oh, your mom. I would have accepted your mom.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Well, thanks for letting me play.
Yeah, you betcha. Well,
you
gotta go.
The mom comment, and now he's not gonna represent the little people. Ross, have a good day. Good luck with your move, buddy.
Nice meeting you.
I appreciate it, guys. Right.
Later, Gator. Car wash. You didn't say car wash.
Car wash. This is a solid one. Car wash.
Come on.
Nikki, what did your house cost?
What is what?
What did your house cost you?
So I rent out in Castle Rock, and our rent is $2,250 a month.
Holy crap.
Is that like a 2-bedroom or something?
Yeah, it's a 2-bedroom townhouse.
That's a lot. Man, I wish I had held on to my townhouse rental. I really do. I sold it way too soon.
Yeah. Well, how could you know?
God.
It could have plummeted in value.
How could
too.
You know, Dom?
Nobody's got a crystal ball, Nikki. We don't know. What do you do for a living?
I am a kindergarten teacher.
Hey, aww. Thank you for that.
So now you got the summer off, right?
I do. It's pretty awesome.
What are you going to do with your summer?
I'm going to a wedding in Mexico next week, but mostly I just downloaded ClassPass, and so I've just been doing a bunch of like really weird fitness classes.
What
okay, does that
I gotta
mean?
Know. What's a really weird
like
give
nude?
Us an example
are they like
of one
nude?
Really weird fitness class?
I am taking a pole dancing class today. That's actually where I'm headed right now.
Really?
Very good.
Really?
Well, they say it gets you in really good
it's
shape.
It's good for your core, yeah.
Yeah, it's, I mean...
And you got to... So, Nikki, you got to admit, a pole dancing kindergarten teacher, that sounds like a movie.
Hot for
you
teacher,
know?
Man.
You know what kind of movie I'm talking about, right?
What, Dom? So, what kind of movie are we talking about?
Pornography movie,
pornography
Jeremy.
Movie!
I know. I should get myself an OnlyFans or something. But
you should.
Jeremy and I have an OnlyFans page.
We're making bank off of it.
Yeah.
We only show it from the knees down, though.
Mm-hmm.
Only so, knees.
You gotta get all of those feet people out there.
Yeah.
We call it Only Shins.
You in? You want to see it?
You want to get in on our page? It could be all three of us.
Mm.
How are your shins?
I mean, my shins aren't great. I mean, I'm a pretty clumsy kindergarten teacher, so.
Oh, you got a lot of bruises?
Oh,
well,
even,
people might
good
be into
for that.
That
pornography movie, too. She's like, oh, my, I fell down again.
Oh, no. My shin.
I fell down again, right? Oh, I'll use my
okay.
internal editor.
All right. Dom's taking this too far.
I'm taking it too far.
So you're going to an actual location and with poles and a bunch of strangers, and you're all going to dance together?
I guess so. I guess that's the plan today.
Really? That's
why don't you call us tomorrow and just tell us how it went?
Okay, I can do
what?
That.
I don't.
Well, we'd be curious.
This is more awkward than movers packing my underwear.
What, doing a pole dance?
Yeah, with a bunch of strangers standing
oh,
there
cares?
Watching
they're
you.
They're all doing it, too. Nobody cares.
Oh, the whole thing is awkward. Can't you
I
just
do
some
it.
Sit-ups at home, Nikki?
Do I do some sit-ups at home? I mean, I can. I mean, it's not like I can't do sit-ups at home. But
you
what's
just,
the fun in that?
You like,
this
you,
is more
you
fun.
Like people to watch. It's fine. It's good.
Come on.
Is it all ladies, or is it going to be some guys, too?
I don't really know. I had a friend who was a pole dancing instructor, and I mean, he was a dude.
Yeah.
Okay. See, this is why we need you to call tomorrow. We're going
to
need your report on everything.
I
like,
need
do
to
you
know
accidentally, like, you know, fart while you're doing it or something like that? Is that embarrassing, you know?
That was the pole. That was my skin on the pole.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Are you looking to hook up?
How long have you been a teacher?
I've been a teacher for 3 years. My very first year was literally 2020 in the middle of COVID.
Okay.
Man.
Well, that's a nice kind of easy way to start out, I guess. You can just do everything virtually and kind of get the hang of it. And
sure. That's a good time to drop in, I guess.
Or not. Yeah. I could be way off.
It was really rough. So I taught college classes before I taught kindergarten. And I mean, I was going to try and do my PhD and it was COVID. And so I'm like, well, I don't want to move in the middle of COVID. And so I took a job as a para, which is like a teaching instructor person.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Assistant. Yeah. And I was a para for 3 whole days. And then the main kindergarten teacher went into labor on the 3rd day of school, which was 3 months earlier than her due date. And then I magically had a whole classroom full of kindergartners.
Oh, boy.
Man.
A lot of peeing of pants and spilling and everything else. So.
It was a lot.
That's
and
a
that
stressful
was just the
gig.
Faculty.
That's a stressful gig.
Oh, my God. Did you go, are you a UNC Bear? Did you go to UNC?
I did not. I went to UCCS in Colorado Springs.
Oh, yeah, good for you.
Oh,
well,
nice.
Listen, you're delightful. You ready to play some rattle off with your boys?
I am.
All right, listen, this ties in perfectly with our only shins. In 10 seconds, Nikki, give us 5 things that you wear on your feet. 5 different things you might wear on your feet. Ready and go.
tennis shoes, a toe ring, socks, flip flops, ballet slippers.
Boom.
I got
done.
No problem with any of
these. Yeah, those
say
are great.
The kindergarten teacher and sometimes adult actress is a winner. Look at you.
That's sexy.
Well played, Nikki.
Well done.
Well played. And really good news, Dina and Natalie stayed on the line. They have not hung up. They are total troopers. Nikki, you hold on. Josh is going to tell you about your prize, okay?
Awesome. Sounds good. Thank you.
See you later.
You're welcome. Thank you for listening, and thank you for being a good sport. I absolutely love our listeners. We have the greatest listeners on the planet. Wouldn't you agree, Dina, when you listen to these calls, don't we have the greatest listeners?
I think so, for sure.
Yeah.
But I don't think I could compete with a kindergarten pole dancing teacher.
No,
sure.
You can't do it.
Why not?
I'm not a kindergarten teacher, and I haven't pole danced, so.
Well,
no.
There's plenty of time. Nikki's on her. Nikki hadn't either. She's on her way right now. Why don't you join her?
It sounds easy. You just sign up on some weird app and show up.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Kind of crazy things you could do nowadays, right?
Have you ever done anything like that that's a little risque?
No, I really haven't. I can't think of anything.
I don't think pole dancing has to be risque.
Well, it is.
Pole dancing can just be for a workout. I mean, it doesn't have to be.
It's extremely sexual, though.
But we've made it sexual. It doesn't have to be.
Really? How would you make it not
like
sexual?
Like, if I did pole dancing, would you consider that risque?
It would be somehow turned sexual, yes. You're upside down with your legs spread out in each direction. How is that not sexual?
Not necessarily.
I'd like to see that, Dom. I'd like to see that.
Well, you're going to have to go to my Only Shins page, and you're going to have to pay to see that. I'm
pay
not giving
play.
That away for free. What do you think I am? What do you do for a living, Dina?
I'm a nanny.
Oh, nice. We're big with nannies.
Yeah.
I'm actually on my way to nanny.
Are you? What are you going to do for the kids?
I raised my kids, so I'm nannying, which is awesome.
What kind of activities do you have planned today?
I think we're going to go to Crawdad Beach and check out some frogs and crawdads.
Solid day. That's
pretty
a good day.
I like that.
I wouldn't mind doing that.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. Yesterday we went to Sky Zone, and the little guy hit his face, and blood was everywhere, so that was interesting. And but no, they're awesome.
Oh my god, that was interesting. But, yeah.
I was wondering if I could ask you guys some questions. I've been waiting for 14 years to call in and ask some questions. So
why it took you so long to call?
The phone lines are open every morning, you know.
I know. I just didn't really have the nerve, and I didn't really want to play the game. I just wanted to talk.
Okay. That's fine. We don't have to play the game if you don't want. We can just talk. What do you want to ask us?
So this is a really technical question. So Dom, you don't live in Denver, right?
No.
Yeah, I know. When I heard you were leaving, I was really sad, and I was going to have to switch radio stations. But then somehow, the radio station figured it out. So I'm wondering how that all worked out. Like, how do you get up?
Like, how do we talk to each other?
It's just technology.
Yeah,
you know, you could do a show from Mars.
Dina, you're not in the studio with us right now,
and you're talking to her.
I know, but you guys are so in sync. It seems like you're still together.
Yeah.
It's very cool.
It's because we're really good. There's actually a 30-second delay.
That's right. There's a 30-second delay. We have to predict what the other one is going to say.
And we're doing pretty good at it so far.
Now, actually, the answer is, Dina, it's super simple. And we've done it a lot on the show in years past with other cast members on the show too. Jeremy and I do with video also, so we can see each other and hear each other. So we make faces and flip each other.
We know
off
what's
and
going
all
on
stuff. So yeah,
yeah.
But yeah, pretty seamless, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very seamless and it's really interesting. And I love listening. My youngest son is 21, and we used to listen when he was in middle school to the Mind Bender, and he would be late because you guys would be late talking too much, and then couldn't get into school because we had to hear the answer. So,
starting to sound like our program director now.
Oh. He's always late.
No, that we talk too much.
Oh, okay.
No, it's good. It's good. It's all good. So that was the one question I really wanted to ask.
Oh, that's it, huh?
You don't have any other questions?
Well, let me think about it.
Is there anything that you... Go ahead.
I see Jeremy sometimes on Instagram. I hear him talking about his kids a little bit, you know, and his wife, and then he's flirting with everybody on the show. So how does your wife feel about that?
I don't flirt with everybody.
You just flirted with the pole dancing
kindergarten.
I did
flirt with the she was pretty sexy.
Yeah.
She's used to me, and she knows that I am head over heels for her. I am a smitten kitten. So it's just for the show.
The answer, Dina, is that he's polyamorous. Just look it up. That's what it is.
Now that is some weird stuff.
Hold on to that drop.
It's like a train wreck when you listen to like a podcast or watch a show. Like you just can't stop watching.
Is that us? We're a train wreck? Is that what you're saying?
If you were polyamorous, I would say that's a train wreck.
Oh, gotcha.
And everybody just wants to.
Is there anything that you
careful,
don't?
Watch your language. We've had a lot of language that we've had to dump on the show lately, so be very careful.
I didn't say any language. I said watch.
I felt like something was coming.
I know. I'm just warning you for in the future where this conversation goes. Be very careful.
Is there anything that you don't like about the show? Anything we could change for you?
Gosh, I wished I would have thought about this.
Well, think about it and call us later.
Call us back.
Be like, hey, I found something that I hate.
Yeah, sometimes you guys play the same songs over and over and over again.
Really?
Hey,
no radio station has ever heard that before.
I haven't noticed that.
Can you play Barbie
I will say,
Girl?
I'll give you a little insight on radio, because people love to say that. But everybody has their favorite song. And as soon as you hear one that you get tired of, 5 minutes later, someone will call us and they'll request it. And the moral of that story is, with a million people listening, you cannot please everybody.
You can't win.
So you just got to play the hits, and that's all you can do.
Hey, what about Barbie Girl? The little guys I nanny love Barbie Girl.
Absolutely. We'll play that in the next hour or so. Okay? Keep tuning in.
Yeah. Okay. Don't miss it if you can.
Okay.
Dina, thank you for listening for 14 years. We love you, and we don't care who knows.
All right. We love you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
For 18 minutes and 15 seconds, Natalie has been holding. Hi, Natalie.
Hi. How are you doing?
Oh, jolly good.
Mm-hmm. Good. Is it the best to last?
Yes, so far so good.
Bloody well right, Natalie.
It bloody well is.
I love your voice. I'm going to start flirting again.
Thank you. Do it.
Yeah, girl.
But it's a fake accent. She's actually from Commerce City.
Exactly. I can't fake this one. I'm sorry.
No, it's pretty solid. Oh, no, your phone is so bad.
Your phone keeps breaking up, Natalie. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Well, minutes, because I've got to go to work in a minute, and I stayed on all this time waiting to talk to you guys.
Well,
what is your work? What do you do for a living?
I've got my own cleaning business.
Really?
Is that
I've got my next customer in Harvard.
Is it pretty lucrative?
Yes, it is. I'd say so. It's just on my little lonesome. And, I think it's pretty good, but I'll tell you what, it's damn hard work.
Yeah, well,
yeah,
I'm sure.
It is. Absolutely.
So you're talking to two guys here, one who has always used cleaning people and one who has not. I have used cleaning people for over 20 years.
And I have not.
And I swear by it, love it, and Jeremy is terrified, Natalie, that you're going to go through his underwear.
I don't want you to steal my underpants, Natalie.
So. I don't do that, I promise you. I'm sure they're most probably are.
Well, what else are you going to say? I mean, I know it never, and then I come home and I miss
his
three
underwear.
Pairs.
They're nothing to write home about.
They're really nice.
All those things.
I've got some Super Mario Brothers ones, and I'm not even joking.
But those are the ones that have the skid stains on them. So,
bad. And it's in the front, which is weird.
Really weird.
I don't have a cleaner, and that thing weirds me out. What am I going to do when I'm not here? But then I'm the cleaner, and I don't do any of that weird stuff.
Well, then maybe I can hire you.
You don't do any weird stuff?
I don't do any weird stuff. No, maybe I should start.
You should just get in there, get it done, and get out.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
No weird stuff. So how many
if you
clients?
Do it by yourself. You're a hard-working lady, I'll tell you that.
How many clients do you have?
I've got 17 customers.
No way.
And that is me, sir. I don't need any more, and I am slammed.
So busy.
Are you licensed and insured?
Yes, absolutely.
Then I could hire you.
You could do.
But you're not taking new clients. No, this would be tempting just to have you at the house just chatting away. I mean.
No, I know. There you go. Oh, I love all
Listen,
my customers
you're so
there.
Charming.
Natalie, I've known Jeremy for many years. So you do not want a wanker like that on your client
Excuse
list.
Excuse me?
Telling you right
Pardon me?
Now. Okay? Listen to your brother Dom here, Natalie.
No.
You don't want him, okay?
You would have a lovely time at my home.
Mm. He's just not going to let you in the door.
I might follow you around
And
the
not only
time.
That, he's got like 45 cameras set up in his house, so he'd be watching
there
you.
Do you know what? I think there most probably are cameras in a lot of the houses, you know.
Yeah so do you ever do like a little dance while you're like vacuuming or anything?
Say that again.
I said, do you ever do like a little dance when you're cleaning or something so the people watching on their cameras can be entertained or anything?
Of course I do. I've got my AirPods in. I'm listening to all my music. So, yeah, I have a little jig. Yeah, you've got
Good
to.
Good for you.
Good
God,
for
I can
you.
Listen to you talk Absolutely. All day. I tell
it's
you
fake.
What.
It's
so
I'm telling you, it's
wonderful.
Fake. It's fake.
It's
she's totally
fake.
Faking
Don't
me.
Don't
oh,
do
she's
that
totally
to her.
Faking me. Come on. She's from either
it.
Commerce City or Thornton.
I love it. I don't care. You can fake it all you want, Natalie. I love it.
Oh, Natalie, you could not be more charming. We'll let you go clean your first house of the day. Thank you for listening. So, wait a minute. I guess I should ask you, since the last caller got to ask a question. Do you have any question for us?
I thought you were going to ask me that. You didn't ask me that because I've got no questions for you. Right.
No
That's
questions.
Okay. Your phone is really bad.
And your phone keeps breaking up, too.
Okay.
So.
All right. I'm sorry. All right. Good.
I feel like you're calling us from across the pond. That's the how your phone is. So.
No, it's not fine, so, but maybe it's because I'm in Longmont. I don't know. Dodgy Longmont.
Dirty Longmont.
Dirty
All right. Chim chiminy. See you later.
Bye, Natalie.
Bye.
Bye-bye.